USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court, in its ruling favoring former President Trump's placement on state election ballots nationwide, said the responsibility for enforcing the insurrectionist ban on political candidates is the purview of Congress, not states. White House reporter John Decker explains,
I was in the Supreme Court for oral arguments, and all nine justices were very skeptical about the action taken by the Colorado Supreme Court.
The state Supreme Court earlier ruled to remove Trump from the ballot, claiming he was an insurrectionist when he enticed the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. The high court ruled unanimously in its decision. Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election nominating cycle.
Results will be announced in 16 states and American Samoa. It's a big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who so far has only won one Republican contest in Washington, D.C. I'm Dave Collins.
If you want to know more about the recently released U.S. government funding deal, you can now get the info, but it'll be a long read. The more than 1,000-page government funding legislation is set for fairly swift passage in Congress as well this week. The deal would keep the government open until October. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines will not become one larger airline.
Discount Airlines, JetBlue, and Spirit have decided to abandon their proposed merger following a federal judge's intervention, which halted the $3.8 billion deal.
USA's John Schaefer. The FAA's audit of Boeing shows multiple issues with the manufacturer's production practices in Boeing's manufacturing process control, parts handling and storage, and product control. The six-week probe in response to that door plug that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight in January. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating that it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago estate following the decision, Trump commended the court. He also criticized what he termed out-of-control judges and rogue prosecutors. This week, President Biden set to deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of Thursday's speech indicates the president will detail his efforts to ensure the wealthy contribute their fair share in taxes. Additionally, Biden will advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, like initiatives to assist veterans in combat cancer. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement from football. He made that announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL draft, contributing to their victory in Super Bowl 52. For weeks, many in the NFL world had speculated about Kelce's pending retirement. He's becoming more of a household name with a successful new podcast and a documentary about his family life. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.